So I got to tell you, I told you about what my mom and the things that are changing. One of the other beautiful things that I've come to recognize is my mom's 80 years old now, and my kids, because they're so technology driven, she'll say, "I don't know how to do this Facebook," or "I don't know how to open this, how do I download this app?" And I'll say, "Mom, ask one of the kids." So I'll pretend that I don't know, because it's bridging this gap between the elders and the youth. And where my kids will say to me, "Oh, Mom, just go Google it," or "Just go figure it out," or "Just Bing it," they won't say that to my mom. So they'll walk her through, and it's bridging these relationships, and it's a beautiful thing to see. So it's tying the older generation with the youth, and I feel proud. And then I'm saying to my kids, "Oh, Grandma, check on Grandma. It's like really uniting this whole family, the extended family.
High tech.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even my grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, which I think she has like 18 great-grandchildren now, they have these little accounts that are just Facebook safe. They're just photos only. Yeah. So they will be even sharing technology things and sending them. So we're so connected now in a way.
Yeah.
Technology has done great things. Yes, there's drawbacks, but honestly, if you like anything else, it's the abuse of something that makes it bad. If you embrace it for the good things that it brings, then it just fulfills our lives. So I'm watching them interact with Mom on a daily basis, and it's just so beautiful. I love that she can be FaceTiming with her great-grandchildren.
That is so
We just did 4- and 5-generation pictures last week. It's just so amazing, you know?
Wow.
So I thank God I have my kids to help me run the business. We're all learning, and we're teaching.
And that's so inspiring for other families. It's like, well, if she can do it, I can do.
Everybody can do it. And you know, you have to step up to the plate. I feel like, where's my strength come from? I don't have the mentor. Mm-hmm. I'm now taking care of my mom. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking care of all of my kids and my grandkids and my mom. And how many women are in that position? All the time, right?
All
ultimately.
All the time. Yeah.
How do you cope? What do you do? I am that I am. Back to the same. It's like full circle. So
you got to exhale. I always tell people, you can take the breath in, but just remember to exhale.
So therefore, I think it all comes together. And I wonder if God had a plan. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It
has been so great. I wish we could go to lunch and then dinner and then breakfast tomorrow and like just keep talking about
we'll have a virtual lunch.
And maybe Atlanta again, but maybe we'll do this somewhere exotic. How about New Delhi? We could go for like a spiritual retreat.
Sign me up.
All right. I'm ready for that. Thank you so much. I miss you all the time.
Bless
I love you so
love
much.
You. Love you back. Thank you, Paula.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.